Inside Aiden's slacks, Jamie palmed through silk an erection he knew as well as his own by now. Liked better than his own.
I'll tell you what you can tug.
Hips jutting forward, Aiden's arousal filled his hand.
You'll pay for that.
Fingers digging into his neck, Aiden hauled him in for another bruising kiss. Jamie was playing with fire, and he couldn't wait to get burned. He came up for air and threw on another log.
Promises, promises.
In one of those frighteningly fast flurries of motion, Jamie still wasn't used to. Aiden shoved the bottle of champagne in the fridge, slammed the door closed, and manhandled Jamie around so he was face down against the white quartz island. Hands bound behind his back by his dangling shirt sleeves, body trapped between the cold, unforgiving countertop and Aiden's warm, supple frame, Jamie gasped. The hold, the contrast, was exquisite, but he wanted more. He wanted all their clothes gone and his hands back on his partner. Aiden, however, held him pinned, one hand on his back and the other braced on the countertop beside his face. Jamie turned his head to the side, as much as Aiden's open mouth on the nape of his neck allowed, and the sparkling gold and emerald clover cufflink twinkled back at him. Aiden drove his dick along the crease of his ass.
Last Friday of the month, always my favorite.
Jamie shoved back, begging for it.
Payday?
Snaking a hand around his front, Aiden loosened his belt and zipper and dove inside.
Made day.
He swiped a thumb over his leaking head and took him in a firm, slick grip.
All month long, I dream about fucking you on this countertop.
You could just take an arm to it, wipe it clean.
Where's the fun in that?
Aiden suckled the sensitive spot behind his ear, warm lips and warm breath overwhelming Jamie's motor functions. His toes curled and his knees turned to jelly. Aiden shoved a hard thigh between his legs, and Jamie ground against it shamelessly.
I see you take my point.
Oh, he took his point all right. But it was time to make his. He was 2 seconds from exploding, and the countertop was not his intended target. Exerting his core, he levered up and trapped Aiden's dick between their pitching bodies. He leaned back, head on Aiden's broad shoulder, and licked the underside of his auburn stubbled jaw. Jamie's tongue prickled, lust stoked by the 5 o'clock shadow.
Point taken. Now fucking take me.
Growling, Aiden released his cock and ripped the dress shirt the rest of the way off his arms. Limbs freed, Jamie flailed forward, saved at the last second by Aiden's arm around his chest, hand landing atop his interlocking N and C tattoo. Aiden's fingers dug into ink and skin. His hand always went there, and each time Jamie swore he could feel it burrowing through skin and closing around his heart, the grip tight and unyielding. With the other hand, Aiden grasped the back of his pants and briefs and tugged them down, freeing his cock. Chin on his shoulder, cheek to cheek, Aiden watched as he took him in hand once more, palm sliding up the underside, thumb circling the tip. Jamie thrust forward, putting on a show.
Baby, please.
He angled his face in, seeking Aiden's lips, as he groaned and rocked into his fist. Aiden bit his bottom lip, sucked it between his teeth, but only for a second before he pushed Jamie away, spun and lifted him. His ass hit the island top, and Aiden fused their mouths back together. Lost as he was in the kiss, Jamie vaguely registered Aiden's multitasking, dropping his own pants and boxers, shedding his shirt and tie, scrounging in the island utility drawer for the condoms and lube they'd stashed there, among a dozen other places in the house. 5 months of the best sex of his life, each time hotter than the last. Jamie hadn't been fucked into oblivion like this in years, if ever. But kissing Aiden was still the highlight of every encounter. The way their mouths fit just so, the sensual glide and demanding suction of Aiden's silky lips and rough tongue, the lingering taste of coffee and sometimes whiskey, the addictive mix of light and dark.